Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call, it's 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let's get to the top three stories here for you, and then we'll dig a little bit deeper in some of these. So one unfortunate story here locally, one person's been killed after being hit by a train over by Scenic Highway. And Joe's been covering that story just a little bit here. As I guess there's there's been a as there's been basically, I guess they were on their cell phone, not paying attention, something like that. That's what it sounds like. Just unfortunate. 106,000 drug overdose deaths occurred in the past year, and there's so I'm. Yeah, I just, and apparently it's just really tied. I mean, we always have drug overdose deaths, but this is really tied to fentanyl crisis. Too many drugs are laced with fentanyl. Too many, there's too much fentanyl in these things, or some people are just using fentanyl and ODing on it altogether. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. Then the last top story is kind of the main one I want to talk about. The death toll is rising from the cold and snow. At least 50 people now have died from the cold and snow and the storms up north and in the Midwest. And it's shocking for me to see. I mean, I even lived up north, and I've lived in the where it dumped 4 feet of snow overnight before. And it's still shocking to see the pictures and the images of how much snow has been going on in some of these places, and see the negative temperatures that have hit, you know, that have hit. Some of these people who have unfortunately passed away is because emergency services weren't able to get to them. I read two stories of where somebody was basically had a heart attack at home, called 911, but the ambulance wasn't able to get to them because of all the snow. And so they were not able to survive the crisis. Oh my goodness, it's terrible. Yeah, I got a text here a little bit earlier. Appreciate this. That they're saying there's 27 fatalities in Erie County alone so far. People have been found buried in their own cars. I remember where basically when I was in up north in that area, Pennsylvania, Rochester, New York, even Cleveland, Ohio, when you get these kinds of weather storms, they declare a state of emergency. And in declaring a state of emergency, it's on the TV, it's on the radio, it's on, you know, it is very well informed. They do the best they can to inform the public. What this means is don't leave your house. And because we will not be able to come get you if you get stuck. We don't physically have the capability of getting through 6 feet of snow to come get you. And so don't leave your house. It's a state of emergency. That means stay at home. And if you need food or something like that, hopefully rely on your neighbors and check on each other. But don't leave your house in your vehicle. And yet every single time people leave the house. And I know some people are like, well, I have a job. I got to get to my job. Well, it's a state of emergency. Some jobs you're either gonna have to just stay there at your job or not. But when you decide to leave, unfortunately, that's what you're doing. You're literally risking your life. And unfortunately, some people did do that. You know, here in our area, yesterday, of course, was absolutely freezing cold, frigid weather. But guess what? It was not the coldest on record. That was in 1983. So yeah, back in 1983, the temperature, the low, was recorded at the Pensacola Airport as 11 degrees, and yesterday was recorded as low as 18 degrees at Northview High School. So it was cold yesterday, but not quite the coldest on record. So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in on anything, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. I did see this story here that there's a couple of new license plates that have gotten their approval here in the state of Florida. You know, it was a couple years ago now that we finally got the Blue Angels license plate approved, and you see them all over the place. It's a sharp looking license plate for here in the state of Florida. But, and there's other organizations that are always wanting to get their plate approved as well. And so two new plates. One of them is the Florida Gators license plate. There's a brand new Florida Gators license plate that particularly is dealing, I guess, it's the Divine Nine. It's not a Florida it's Florida Universities, because this is, it honors the membership to 9 African-American Greek organizations. So anybody buys this plate, the funds will go to the United Negro College Fund as a scholarship for Florida residents going to historical Black colleges and universities in the state of Florida. So this is to benefit or highlight membership in Alpha Phi Alpha, Alpha Kappa Alpha, Kappa Alpha Psi, Omega Psi Phi, Delta Sigma Theta, Phi Beta Sigma, Zeta Phi Beta Sigma Gamma Rho, and Iota Phi Theta. So this license plate honors those. The other license plate is the Gadsden Flag license plate. That's right. The historic, like, yellow don't tread on me flag. We now have a don't tread on me license plate. The way the plate looks, the design is it's a black flag. It's a black license plate with the yellow Gadsden flag on the left side of the plate that had, you know, so it's the yellow flag with the snake that says don't tread on me. And then underneath where it would have your license plate number, it has don't tread on me in yellow. And then it says Florida in yellow on the top. It's a pretty sharp looking plate right there. I imagine we'll probably see that one popping out quite a bit as well. So, all righty, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are checking in clear. Nothing to slow you down on our major highways, I-10, I-110 throughout Pensacola. Davis Highway, East Olive Road, and 9 Mile Road are looking good as well. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. No reported accidents. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Hey, so Pensacola Symphony Orchestra is having a New Year's concert with conductor Peter Rubart. Music from Broadway's biggest hits like Wicked, West Side Story, Les Miserables, and more. It's coming up December 31st at 7 p.m. for the New Year's Eve concert. It's going to be at the Sanger Theater. We're actually going to be giving away tickets to it tomorrow, so stick around for that opportunity. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There is, where'd it go? Oh, I was talking about the snow up north and the cold up there, and the impact on flights. So, you know, on Friday, there was like 5,000 flights that were canceled. Today, we're still at 3,762. We've gone up about 100 flights canceled since we started about an hour ago. And the worst airline right now, Southwest Air. So if you know anybody who's flying Southwest Air, at least today, 68% chance that their flight would be canceled and still going up. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, I'm Joe Ford. Starting in Western New York, where people are being urged to stay off the roads as a storm slams the Northeast, New York Governor Kathy Hochul says so far more than 550 rescues have been made throughout the weather event. More than two dozen deaths have been reported. Southwest Airlines being hit hard by cancellation and delays. More than 60% of its flights have been axed, while nearly 20% have been delayed so far today. Overall, more than 5,200 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been delayed today, and another 3,500 have been canceled. FDA is putting an overdose reversal drug on the fast track for approval. The nonprofit Harm Reduction Therapeutics plans to distribute the drug cheaply and freely and without a prescription. The organization said the FDA is targeting April 28th to approve the naloxone nasal spray.
This is the one that is, this is the one that police departments carry around now, right?
I believe so.
I think that's it because it
was just here in Escambia County, wasn't it? Like 2 weeks ago, there was an officer, or was that somewhere else?
Jacksonville.
Okay, Jacksonville. Where, you know, she had had a reaction to it, and then they were able to treat her right then and there. So yeah, I think that's right.
Because they gave her like three doses or something like that. And I think it was of that, whatever you called it, naloxone, whatever, spray.
Naloxone.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure police departments all carry this around everywhere now. So your story here is trying to say,
The FDA is fast-tracking its approval to be an over-the-counter drug that, you know, is obviously accessible. Without a prescription.
Yeah, because I've also seen there's groups out there trying to encourage schools, universities, elementary schools even, to have this on in like in their nurses' station or whatever it is. So now what they're trying to do is take it to the next level. Hey, we want schools to have it readily accessible. We want to have it maybe at businesses. So in order to do that, maybe we need to make it to where you can get it over the counter. Mm-hmm. That would probably be the thinking behind it, would be
right.
My guess.
And again, targeting April 28th as a date to approve that for.
I guess the question is that naloxone whatever is. Is that a drug that you could get addicted to?
That's a good question.
Because I know that there's some things I can't remember these drug things right now, but I know there's like one, like if people who are addicted to heroin are trying to get off of heroin, they have a different type of drug that can wean them off of heroin, but that drug in and of itself can be very addictive. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if this is, you know, I'm not familiar with the naloxone, but that would be my one question. Is like, okay, it's one thing to say we want this drug to be available because if somebody does accidentally overdose, then they would have this to be able to help save their life. Completely different though, if it's like,
and it's like a nasal spray. It's not a pill. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I don't know the science of whether a nasal spray can be an addictive thing.
Narcan, thank you. Yeah, we got a texture here that says it was Narcan is the one that was. I guess the other question too, though, is would this actually create possibly more drug overdoses? Because you have the, for lack of a better word, remedy readily available over the counter that you feel more safe doing drugs. So, yeah,
I don't know that that's a consideration when
it's just like, hey, it's just better to have this than not. That's the you know, that's what it comes down to. It better be have it more readily available than not. We'll worry about the drug overdose later or something like that. I don't know. Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Here's a text. Methadone. Methadone is what they use to put heroin addicts on, and it's worse than the heroin sometimes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Hmm. All right. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
Not looking busy this Monday after Christmas with I-10 and I-110 showing no delays, as well as Highway 90 in between Pace and Pensacola also checking in without delays. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're talking a little bit about, I do want to bring up affordable housing, actually. Let me change topics just a little bit to affordable housing. We'll talk about that in our area next.
With the quick fuse, I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder,
thunder,
thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder.
We continue to see a big challenge here in our area as it pertains to affordable housing. And look, I know we're not living in some kind of shell. This is a nationwide problem now. There really is not a place in the United States where you can say, well, they have plenty of affordable housing. not a place like that. I was actually talking to somebody over the weekend for Christmas, talking to family. And I used to live in Des Moines, Iowa, and I was telling them how looking at some of the maps of cheapest real estate, it's in Des Moines. Well, even in Des Moines, they're struggling with affordable housing. So it doesn't matter where you are. There's just not affordable housing. But here in our area, I think it's particularly critical because wages and salaries aren't as high as what they are in other places still. It's doing better. It's improving, but it's still not as high as other places. And so with real estate being as expensive as it is now, it's really making it difficult for people. So Pensacola City Council has been trying to look at a 102-unit affordable senior housing development called Kupfrion Manor. And the funds will go towards supporting a 9% federal affordable housing tax credit application for the project. There's another project that's going to be there's another project that they're trying to look to do. But all these are for seniors right now, which big need for that, yes, still, but we also need affordable housing for young families. And it seems like a lot of the new apartment complexes being built right now are actually really expensive.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high. Sugar.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Temperature dropping a little bit, down 48 degrees right now, but going to get a low in the upper 30s, but then tomorrow going to be in the high 70s with a nice, bright, sunshiny day as well. Be up in the 70s by the end of the weekend. Unfortunately, thunderstorms, though. We have over, let's see, I'm going to do a little refresh. 3,785 flights have been canceled, 7,015 delayed in the United States alone today as we continue to see the fallout from this terrible weather going more up north. I mean, yeah, we're dealing with cold, but, you know, so what, right? I mean, that's not going to stop any flights. The big concern has been the snowy areas, you know, and some places like Dallas has been getting a lot of cancellations. And I was talking to somebody in the industry about that. Like, why is Dallas getting so many cancellations? Is it because they're flying into Chicago? They got a lot of flights flying into New York and things like that. They said, no, it's actually because Dallas has been so cold. It's icing. You know, like the planes are icing and everything there and the runways. And they don't have like all the de-icer that northern airports are used to having. So like Denver and Chicago and all these places, like they're used to the cold weather. So they've got all this de-icing equipment and all this other stuff. And they're like, Dallas does not have that stuff. So when it gets so cold and you're getting ice and everything, they're like, yeah, nothing we can do about that. Right. Now, that being said, 89% of the flights, that's just about all of them, have been canceled out of Buffalo Niagara International Airport. Yeah, there's nothing like flying out of there today. It's just, it's nasty. All right. Top three stories here for you with that, the terrible weather, the snow and the cold. We've seen now nearly 50 deaths. The death toll continues to rise in the north, particularly because of the snow and the cold. 106,000 drug overdose deaths occurred in 2021. Actually, I want to talk about that story further after our sports hit. And then one person today was killed after being hit by a train over on Scenic Highway. Ooh, all right. That's your top three stories. Let's talk sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit, Monday Night Football tonight. Chargers against the Indianapolis Colts at 7:15 on ESPN. NBA TV has the NBA with the Brooklyn Nets against the Cleveland Cavs beginning at 6 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock, Charlotte Hornets take on the Portland Trailblazers. Earlier today, we had a bowl game. It was the which bowl game was it here? It was the Quick Lane Bowl, and New Mexico State Aggies ended up beating Bowling Green Falcons 24-19. Then in sports news, real quick, the Broncos have fired their head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, even before the season is completed. They've had a horrendous season, only won four games so far. Jerry Rosberg is taking over as the interim head coach. Eagles offensive line is taking a hit as they've lost Lane Johnson for the rest of the season. The Jets are going with Mike White for their start in week 17 against the Seahawks. Even though he's still got a rib injury, they feel like they got a better chance of trying to, you know, they're still on the verge of making the playoffs. They have more trust in him than they do with Zach Wilson. Carson Wentz Taylor Heineke. Washington Commanders haven't made a decision on who will start for them just yet at the end of the season. Dolphins Tua Tagovailoa back in concussion protocol. I think this is the third time this season. That is not good. And in college football, ex-Texas quarterback Card has committed to Purdue. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good. No accidents to report throughout Pensacola. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So CDC had previously reported that there was 107,000 drug overdose deaths that occurred in 2021. They've come out with revised numbers, though, and the number did come down. Not a whole lot, though. 106,699. So that was a 16% increase over 2020. And this is their final report for the basically drug overdose assessment of 2021. And yes, they said the main thing that's driving the surge, fentanyl. Drug overdose deaths involving fentanyl jumped up 22%. Heroin overdoses, though, jumped up 32%. That's not good. Drug overdose deaths from cocaine and other stimulants also spiked in 2021. So this was one of the reasons, if you recall, why the life expectancy in the United States dropped to a 25-year low to 76.4 years old. And of course, COVID had a little something to do with that too, but the drug overdose has been a big factor. Now, drug overdose death being the leading cause of death for those between ages 25 and 54, according to the latest latest information. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, then the top stories on foxnews.com. Still got Bobby's brain teasers coming up as well. Stick around for all that next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Well, I remember the fight and I forget the pain. I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all.
Oh, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can keep your thoughts or share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let's go ahead and we'll get to your top stories on foxnews.com. But first, let's go ahead and get an update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, another foot of snow could fall in western New York, where officials are urging everybody to stay off the roads. Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkart says this storm is the worst he's ever been through, even compared to the blizzard of 1977. I'll have to defer to you on that. I wasn't born yet. The man who allegedly killed three people after opening fire at a Kurdish cultural center in Paris indicted today. Authorities announced the 69-year-old is facing charges including murder and attempted murder with a racist motive. West Point removing Confederate statues and symbols from its campus. The military academy kicked off the process to either take down or modify displays that memorialize the Confederacy. They started that over the holiday break. And nearly 200 new Waterford crystal triangles are being installed in the Times Square New Year's Eve ball tomorrow. They'll form a circle of overlapping hearts for the year's design called Gift of Love. And the New Year's Eve ball just weighs just over 11,800 pounds and set to drop on New Year's. Yeah, I didn't know it was that heavy.
I didn't know it was that heavy either. That's a pretty big surprise right there.
It's about 11,790 pounds heavier than it needs to be.
Yeah, goodness gracious. What's it made out of?
Crystals and just, a lot, rare metals.
I guess crystals and everything. I just didn't realize it'd be that heavy still. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Arizona Democrat governor-elect has filed sanctions against her former Republican opponent after the election challenge. So the Republican, Carrie Lake, we've covered her off and on here on the show. She's challenging the results of the election and that had her losing to the incumbent Democrat governor. And so now the Democrat governor-elect is filing basically attorney fees and stuff like that, wanting to get her to cover the attorney fees and things like this. It's like $37,000 as that whole thing is still, that is being very dramatic. I don't know what they're going to get from this, but so far, some of the hearing, the accusations from Carrie Lake, the Republican, is when those, if you remember Maricopa County, they had their ballot machines go down on election day. And she's saying it was sabotage. She thinks it was done on purpose. Now, trying to prove that is a whole, that's the burden of proof is on her to do that and her team. But they're saying that they have evidence that there's been falsified ballots and all kinds of other stuff. So, but in the meantime, the Democrat governor, who's now having to, fight the challenge, is wanting her to pay for the attorney fees when it's all said and done. So that's where it's going down to. Other top story on FoxNews.com. The NFL has dropped the hammer on football players who came to blows. So there was a fight between a couple of players, Denver Broncos, who, by the way, just fired their head coach, and a Rams player. It was at the end of the game, and then they started hitting each other. So they first started having just words and then became physical. Well, the league has suspended both of them for week 17. So because of this altercation that happened after the game, that's something that hasn't really happened that much in the past. They'll fine players, but not suspend them for a full game. But they're starting to get a little fed up with the little back and forth. And so they decided to set an example with them. Vets are sounding the alarm as a dog flu outbreak is hitting shelters in homes around the country. Apparently there is some sort of dog flu vaccine you can get, and they're encouraging people to do that. But particularly in animal shelters, apparently this dog flu is going around like crazy. Here's a story I wasn't familiar with at all. Apple is facing a class action lawsuit alleging racial bias in their smartwatches. So the Apple Watch has a big lawsuit going against it, class action lawsuit that was filed on Christmas Eve. They're saying, because I was like, racial bias? How do you have racial bias in a watch? Like, it's just a watch. Like, how is that bias? Well, apparently, the Apple Watch has a blood oximeter that can measure your blood oxygen levels. And the lawsuit started because somebody said they thought the blood oxygen levels could be read on an Apple Watch regardless of skin tone. However, I guess after coronavirus, somehow it came about that no, if you have darker skin, the Apple Watch will not be able to read your blood oxygen levels as well. And I'm like, what? That seems weird, but okay. So apparently researchers, at least according to this lawsuit, researchers confirmed in the clinical significance of racial bias in pulse oximetry. And so the lawsuit says for decades, there have been reports that such devices were significantly less accurate in measuring blood oxygen levels based on skin color. The real world difference of this bias lay unaddressed until the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, which converged with greater awareness of structural racism, which exists in many aspects of society today. Say what? So they're basically saying because the blood oxygen sensor doesn't work as well with people with darker skin color, it's structural racism. I don't know about that one, but okay. Apple has so far only replied to this effect. Quote, the blood oxygen app measurements are not intended for medical use, including self-diagnosis or consultation with the doctor. So it's designed for general wellness and wellness purposes only. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report. We are checking in clear on Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley, as well as our major highways I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90, Highway 29, and Highway 98 also showing no delays. If you see something else on the roads causing delays, see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. So, I think it's, look, if I was getting an Apple Watch, which I don't have an Apple Watch, it's like the only Apple product I don't have. But if I was going to get one, I mean, I wouldn't look at the blood oxygen level as being like, I'm getting it for that reason. And if it didn't work properly, I had a friend of mine who has one. And I guess at some point I even showed him that they were having like heart arrhythmia or something. And they were like, we're panicking. Like, my watch is telling me I'm having a heart arrhythmia. I'm like, it's your watch. I was like, how do you feel? And they're like, I feel fine. But my watch says that I'm not fine. I'm like, then I think you probably shouldn't listen to the watch. I'm just saying. It's just a watch. Like, it's not a medical device. So if you feel like you're having heart arrhythmia, then maybe you need to get an actual medical device and check yourself out. But if you feel fine, then I wouldn't worry about it. I guess somebody out there was like, no, this is a medical device. We're going to sue them over it for their racial bias. I'm like, so they're supposed to come. I don't understand this. And here's the crazy thing. They'll probably win this lawsuit. That's the crazy thing. Target, I don't know if you saw this story. Unfortunately, Target has recalled over 200,000 of those weighted blankets after two kids died. Apparently, they got trapped inside the product. I've used these weighted blankets in the past. I find them to be fascinating. Like, I can't really sleep with them. I could take a nap with it, but after a while, I have to toss and turn in my sleep, and it wakes me up when I can't toss and turn. So, but I do find it to be fascinating because it kind of keeps you secure. But apparently a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old got trapped in the cover of the weighted blanket and suffocated. Oh my goodness, that's terrible. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Cats, like dogs, can tell when humans are upset. But cats, unlike dogs, don't change their behavior. I don't think that surprises too many of us. People who support conspiracy theories tend to be more religious. Interesting. And only about 18% of Americans now can drive a stick shift, manual transmission. Oh, wow. Only 18%? Really? That's hard to believe.